in the path of suluk. The pathway of suluk. Suluk is the journey, the path to attain Allah Ta'ala's qurb nearness. All of us, colleagues sitting here now, in the language of tasawwuf, they are termed a salik. We are all students.
We are all students of finding the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these peoples are called salik. In particular, peoples who are traveling on one destination. The destination is the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this is called the salik, the student on the pathway, spiritual pathway.
The most important thing is that to ask dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And the dua, the supplication, has a very valuable status in this pathway. And through dua, we can very quickly progress through this pathway. In the duas, our pious predecessors, they arranged a method which is called shajra. Shajra, the chain of the pious teachers. The shajra is the link
to show us how much we are linked with the pious peoples of this silsila.
So in this silsila, this order, the chain of the teachers, the sheikhs who we are connected to, through whom we attain faiz, blessings, through whom we attain barakat, blessings. This is like a light. Just like, you know, you go into an area of a well-lit environment. In the same way, via the silsila, the chain of the teachers, via the pious predecessors, the light is attained and the guidance is attained by the student. So for this, the great tariqa method that our pious elders have given to us is that they've written the shajara, the chain of the teachers. So every sadiq student should memorize this shajara, and he should make a habit of reading this shajara. It's an extremely great path to attain the qurb, the nearness of Allah. It's an excellent wasila, an excellent means, a method to attain Allah's nearness. So I myself, when I was passing through tarbiyat and development, and I was used to sit in the company of Hazrat Grami Qadr, my sheikh, and we used to do dhikr and adhkar, then there used to be a regular habit of reciting the shajara. So when I came here, then there was no written, the shajara wasn't in the written form. So in my heart I felt that we should have the shajara. How can we have it so that our colleagues read it, so they learn about our pious elders? So from here I requested to Hazrat Sahib, alhamdulillah, said that our colleagues who are here, for them, if we could make a shajara. So subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Sahib accepted this dua request, and this shajra that we recite, Hazrat Sahib wrote back to me and gave it to me in writing. And these are beautiful duas, supplications. These duas, each verse is coming through the wasila of a pious elder. So the first dua, it starts from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wasila through his means, and then the same way through the name of every pious elder in our shajra, the salik does the dua and supplication. So in this, if you are in muraqabah and you remember the shajara, then read those verses, lines, inshallah, you will attain extreme benefit. So make this a habit and memorize the shajara and read the shajara. Rather, make it a habit that every day you read the shajara once, and if you cannot, then read it the next day, but definitely make it a habit. There's a lot of extreme benefit in the shajara. So perform the muraqabah and pay attention to your heart, and in the heart, with the tongue of the heart, remember Allah with this personal name, Allah, Allah, Allah.